Where did you daven?
Davened here in Woodmere at a shul called Yad Gil Torah.
Yeah.
And it was mamish, very uplifting.
Baruch Hashem. Well,
it was great. Baruch Hashem.
Okay, we're holding a comma. Davacha, I think, Averi Mechaba Mitzvah.
Exactly.
Okay, so now he's explaining the Gemara that says, comma, Davacha, Averi Mechaba Mitzvah, Ven Averi Mechaba Torah. That even though an Avera can overcome a mitzvah, it can't overcome Torah. It extinguishes a mitzvah, not Torah. Pirush. Kol Averu mitzara guf. Shayode ba Avera. So he says the focal point of an Avera is always the guf. So when we're talking about mitzvahs, we're talking about two strata in a person. There's the guf, and then there's what he calls seichel, which is much more identified with neshamatas. The word seichel is correct, and neshama is an appropriate way of saying it, because it deals with the chelik of the person that transcends the guf. So he says, v'lachein mevatel savera mitzvah shayse beguf. So they're both playing on the same strata. They're both dealing a ma'isa mitzvah is a ma'isa to guf. A ma'isa and a avera is a ma'isa with the guf. L'chem it tells avera, mitzvah is a guf. Avla eina avera she ma'isa guf mechabu mekalkeles limud ta'ira she aseichel shula mala. Ve'ina guf magiat sham. So the seichel ta'ira affects a much higher part of the person, and therefore it cannot affect it. That's the reason why there's this in Torah and mitzvahs vis-a-vis averes. Umak shemireisha diktani shemitzvah beginner fisha. Umashak b'shas ma'isa mitzvah beginner. So then he has a kasha that it's mashma the Gemara asks that since a mitzvah helps only lefisha, how would it possibly help later for a seita? Umetaraz of Yisrael gave a different teretz. Beidnas bermegane, pirish b'mokum shein tzerech rak hagana. Ki beidnas b'mitzvah shein poil poil loyki roy lagana vatzala. Avol beidnas the loyasik ba hagana u demegane avol einam atzelas. Metamish es by lemaila. So he says the Gemara is mechalik between protection versus saving. In other words, protection means that you'll never come to the Avera, whereas saving means that the person, even if he's stuck already and something's happened to him, he's going to be pulled out. So he says, so being that a mitzvah is something that's in the framework of a guf, one of its limitations is also time. Things that are physical, that exist in a physical plane, exist only for a certain time. If I lift something up, I'm lifting it when I'm lifting it. If I know something, that knowledge is registered, and it's really above time. V'rova mukila the Torah bidnasik ba matzila umegino bina loyasik ba kiv mshepana daitim na Torah hasichel zaguni magna avoloyatzuli o mitzvah bein beidin daosik ba o bein bina loyasik ba aguni magina avloyin matzelas. So v'hoda amash mitzvah in elfisho v'pnei shein oisa mitzvah rak hagona v'efshev pronos koma alav lachakein v'dozen kefisho achshenem tzolzegami. So he explains basically the same structure of distinction. The main distinction is the difference whether it's a part of the physical reality of a person or part of the sikhlis reality of a person. Some enough gemeinus will be one acts that a person not get schlepped into aver, but once a person schlepped in, you need to schlep him out from somewhere else. And one is the fisho, not the fisho. I want to explain a little bit better this point about schlepping a person out versus being megan. Let's take an example. Imagine a person. They have these things that when you get a snake bite or chas v'shalom rabies, if it's a type of poison or virus that goes in a certain direction. So when a snake bites as poison, the poison travels to the heart or something like that. So you need to apply a tourniquet further up to prevent it from getting there. When a person has is bitten, has rabies, so they need to vaccinate further along the place because that'll stop it. In other words, once something has invaded in your body, you always need to find a point higher than that to stand your ground and to protect. So being that, say, so if let's say there's a bite in the finger, chas v'shal. So lechatchila, you could have put something on the finger, dealt with the finger directly, you would have put a heavy glove on it or whatever it is that it takes to stop the bite, and that could have protected you. But once the finger is bitten, it can't stop the poison unless you go to a step higher. So Torah, so a mitzvah straddles the same strata of person as does the Avera. So if he's doing a mitzvah, it doesn't allow the Avera to settle in. It's like you're wearing protective gear on your hand and you don't allow it to happen. But once it's happened, you need to tap into a higher part of the person, and that's the Seichel the Torah. I want to add one more point on this. One can ask the question that I understand that most Averis are done with the guf. What about Hirhurei Avera? Hirhurei Avera would seem to straddle the Seichel as well. So what would that mean? So I think it means, I think the pshat is, even though Hirhurei Avera occur in the mind, but it's really not, it's a gufnistika type of hana and hisaskus. It's just that the mind is processing the physical sense of pleasure, but there's no real, it's not a seicheldika thing. The person just thinks about something physical and that excites him, but it's not it's not sichlis. The fact that it's happening in the mind is because he's dragged the mind down to a level of a guf. The mind is now mulling over things that a guf has enough from and not itself. Okay, now he goes to the final part, which is really the most curious part of this chazal. It says, so the first thing, the person's problem was that he goes through thorns and stones and so on and so forth. Then the second problem is that there are animals and robbers. And those two are taken care of by mitzvah and Torah. Now he gets the precious drachim. Pirush precious drachim nikra madrega miyuchedes she'en la hasor netiyah klal Hashem Yisbarach. Precious drachim means he gets to a point where there's not at all a deviance of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's discuss what this means and what it's referring to. You have a lot of times when you're on a highway in America, or in any place, I guess, but I guess in highways, you'll have a highway will say, this highway is the I-84 east, and the 122 route 122 state route 122. This highway is both, and you will get to a certain point, and at that point, the I-84 goes to the left, and the 122 goes to the right, and so on and so forth. But you have a piece of the road that serves the same piece of road serves two different directions, and they overlap, and that's why we have both of them. When a person is going on a derech, one would expect that going on this derech, if it'll just continue, it should be well. He keeps going on that derech, and he just has to get to a certain point, and that's that. The fact that the person is, so if I say he's on a derech toiv, so why can't it just continue by definition? If I'm put onto, let's say there's only one road serving two points. So this highway is only the I-95 and it goes from point A to point B. So I can just be an autopilot and get there. The answer is many roads include in themselves two roads. So whenever you come to a Prashas Drachim, what is a Prashas Drachim really? So I've gone down this road and now I come to a crossroads, to a branching out. That means the original road I was traveling could be going to Kansas City in one direction and to St. Louis in another direction and to Minneapolis in another direction. The Prashas Drachim is a certain analysis, a certain breaking apart of the road into its components. So any road I'm traveling, so let's say I'm sitting and learning. So that's a wonderful road. But sitting and learning sits on the same road as looking for COVID, as maybe lazy to go work, as maybe wanting to make a lot of money, or maybe to please other people, or who knows what. Or I'm just a curious person and I enjoy the speculation of learning, but not the real avos emes. So I don't know which road I'm traveling. I can't tell by traveling on the road and say definitively that I am on the road to good, because many roads include different components, including the good and the difficult and so on. So he says, ubishvilkach nikra. So Prashach means getting to a point where this road is the definite road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no, nothing else. So in this world, is there ever a possibility that a person knows this is, I'm on the right road and it's not going anywhere other than it should be? Because when a person is in his physical body, he says a Talmud Chacham on the day of death. Because as long as we're in our body, we're never sure that we're on target. So that final road where a person is separated in its components, that's called Prashas Drachim. Rav Nachman, Prashas Drachim, ze Talmid Chacham v'yeres chet. Ki av sheish bei chachmo mitzvis, tzor shiyem ze im Hashem yisparach. So Yerushalayim, when I include Yerushalayim in the activities that I'm doing, that means that it's clearly any other ruchnistic activities includes personal gratification, other things. When I include Yerushalayim, that puts it on Prashas Drachim. V'hu aderech hamiyuchot shenoich Hashem. V'zeo Yerushalayim shum Hashem esbarach legamri. So Yerushalayim means I knock out any other possible deviances, because while learning itself is the road, but that road includes many sub roads. And we're not sure where we're going, which direction. And that's why we have Prashas Drachim of Yerushalayim. Finally, Ulamar Zutra, Prashas Drachim de Masik Shmaitz Libet Hilchase, Shu Aderech Asher Nochach Hashem. Ki Alochi Aderech HaYoshev Derech HaEmes. Avim Einu Masik Libet Hilchase, Avagav Shigamu Teira, Einze Madrega Chayram Yuchedes, Raka Shemasik Shmaitz Libet Hilchase. lefi divrei akol nikra pashas drocha madregas shnei Hashem mibnati imin smar. I wanna add a little bit of a point. This masik shmeitzel bilchasa. What exactly does it mean? What is he referring to? So, I don't think the dogish is so much that the person is learning halacha, which it certainly is appropriate, but that's not the main point of it. The main point is, in order to say that the Talmud Torah is taking me down the road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any deviance from that goal means that I'm not masik shmeitzel b'chasa. Let's take examples and we'll work it out. Imagine I learn because I want people to to give me kavod. So what that requires of me is to put in long hours that are visible to people, to say bright things that dazzle people, but I'm not looking that the Torah should lead me to its conclusion. Its conclusion is of secondary importance to me. The main thing is that I'm also getting in a way that I get whatever I want, which may or may not be the right thing. That's one. The next point is that let's say a person is learning it because he likes the intellectual give and take of learning, which is also wonderful, but then the person is also not going to the learning will never go to its natural end, and the reason is because the person has no interest. He likes the back and forth, he likes the svaras, he likes the kashas, likes the terusim, but there's no sense in his mind, so what should I do? What does the Torah want from me? So it's kilu not going to its end. So prashas drachim means the weeding out of the learning that's taking you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the learning that's not. And that's like a Parshas Drachim, because on the same road sit different roads. And therefore, we have different ways of describing it, whether we're talking about Talmud Chacham in Yerem Misa, whether we're talking about Masik Shmaitzei V'Ilchso Yerushimayim. The common denominator is that we're talking about a learning that is headed and focused in a certain direction. One more point I'd like to make about this. So let's see the next. That's really the next paragraph of his. In this piece over here, we're talking about how to extract a certain quality from the Talmud Torah. So he says, but v'izboya bazeh echa Torah hi amoyer derech lovetzal mechaylam haba. So Torah is something which is it makes the person more refined, takes him out of teva, and makes him more nivdal. And it's interesting. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim and other places constantly stresses that the process of getting to Olam Haba is being dovuk in muskolos, and that's what he calls it. That it's the understanding of Hashem, and that increased understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu is what ruchnius is. That's one point. The Maral's l'shaynus is all about derech nivdal. In other words, the process of taking a person who's physical and moving him towards that which is spiritual, that's Torah is unique to it, because Torah is sichlius, it's a spiritual undertaking, and that's what it's about. Ubefrat misha shayne ba'alochis him apsukim v'adinim shem alochi kimaz ato ayoyshe ba'emes. V'alochi aderech ayoyshe ba'Torah ulkach him alichas adem b'derech ayoyshe. I want to add another point that maybe it's late in his words, maybe not, but I think it's an important piece about Talmud Torah. The sum total of this Chazal is that getting to the destination requires a combination of Talmud Torah and some sort of other element of Yerushalayim and so on. Now, it's the reason why. So he talks about Talmud Torah being important because that takes a person, makes him into a sichlistic person, into a nivdal, the way he calls it, and that's what Torah does. I want to maybe describe it a little bit differently, and go as follows. I guess in line with what he said before, whenever we talk about a road, a derech, we're talking about discrete points that fall onto a long axis. In other words, random points are not a road. Random points do not form a line, and they don't create a road. Points that fall along a common, what's the right word for it? It's described by a formula, algorithm. That's a line. So when you have, for instance, Agutin, Batzlacha. So when you have, for instance, when you have, they used to have in geometry, when I was taking geometry a long time ago, that's something called locus, which was the description of the circumference of a circle. The outer circle is the locus of all points equidistant from the center, and so on. In other words, it's a description of that takes a lot of points and describes them as what they form together as a line. Mitzvahs, by definition, are discrete units. Every single mitzvah is a specific point. And that's why each mitzvah only addresses one point. Even if you were to have all the mitzvahs, and they would happen to cover all the bases, they would cover all the bases because each one covers another point. They would not be part of a derech. When you talk about a derech, like it says over here, Prashas Drachim, Veina Delan Holech, and he's going on a derech. To be described as a derech, you need to have a seichel, meaning it's the formula, it's the concept that takes. So if I say all the points, falling on the line of the shortest distance between A to B, that description of the shortest in A to B is an all-inclusive of a whole of an infinite amount of points. And that includes them. That's what Torah. So when a person learns Torah vis-a-vis just doing mitzvahs, it's a difference between having many isolated points to having a sense of the road. Then once you have the road, you need to have the other. You need to have the other things that it should be emes and so on and so forth. But in the derech and prashas drachim, higil and prashas drachim is the tenai for that is Torah, because that's the only thing that gives the person really a derech as opposed to just a lot of random facts. Also another point worth pondering. He says Talmud Chacham and Yom HaMisa. So, it's interesting. In Chazal, Yom HaMisa is a tkuf in itself. We're learning actually Moshe Rabbeinu and Yom HaMisa. In Chazal, it says Ein Shulchan B'Yom HaMavis. There's a certain avoda that a person is in this world, but he's already transcended it. You know, he's still here, but he's already passed it, and that's an extraordinary. It's sort of the person no longer has the limitations and the nisyonos, the itzahara that that he has in this world. So the type of misa means this type of thing. One more thing, he says over here. So Torah leads a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mistabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, I think when he speaks over here of halacha, I don't know if he means halacha as opposed to pilpul or as opposed to agarat. I'm not sure which one he's referring to. But he says like this, but other chachmas not. So I think, and that's in line with what he's saying before. The reason I think is, according to the philosophers, the point of studying is it makes a person more sikhliistic, it kind of is cerebral, and that's more godlike, and that's more godlike, so we become closer to Hashem. That was the Greek way of understanding. They used to call it the Seichel HaPoel, and everything fits into the Seichel HaPoel. That was their whole, that was the way they described this. And the Maharal is very, very against it. The point is that Torah, all chachmas are descriptions of a metzias, but they inherently don't mean to take you anywhere. They're not taking you anywhere. That's not the chachma. I'm not going anywhere with it. I'm not being taken anywhere. The chachma of Torah specifically is described as the road from you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what its description is. So even though other chachmas make you brainy and you understand a lot of wonderful things, but like he starts off about studying all about course and so on, they're not a derech. A derech means how I go from here to there. I can contemplate God and philosophize. Halacha is, asukah shmaitz libelchasa is a sort of understanding the road that leads from the Dvar Hashem to the Adam. That's what a Sukkah Shmaitz means. I start with a principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whatever it is, and how it comes down to the Olam HaMaaseh. So it's a road, and it's a straight road. And that's very different than just studying a lot and knowing a lot and being more sikhli. He argues on the philosophers at that point. So that's the point he's making. So he's explaining that Torah bedak takes a person to that road. The condition Torah is that it be kol kuloi directed towards emes, and therefore you need to have some other component with it. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Next week you want to learn what's the story?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's
okay. I think it should be okay. I don't see any reason. Gemach sima teiva, good kibben shiar, and all should be well in Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care. Kol tov.